What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. Now, for those of you on YouTube, you will be noticing that I have a guest today. Those of you who are listening, you are in for one hell of a treat. I am joined today by somebody who is not only a phenomenal athlete, but a phenomenal business professional. And someone that I had the privilege of being introduced to in February 2021, 18 months ago now, and he reached out to me for some guidance in business. And I'm very pleased and proud to say that he's become a friend, somebody that I'm incredibly inspired by every single day. I'll explain a little bit in a minute, but everybody listening to this, welcome George Armstrong.
Yo!
I knew that'd be there. Let's go. I love that. But I just want to do a little bit of an intro to this, to just kind of give you guys a little bit of understanding. You know, within the Mastery Podcast, I like to get guests on here that have contributed in a big way. As you know, I've been in the industry a long time. I like to interview coaches that have done their time, that have built something successful, that will be able to give you a lot of insight personally, professionally, and physically, like I talk about in the book. And I tell you one thing, George has gone through a lot personally, professionally, physically, batters the hell out of himself. And as a fitness professional, my expectation is you guys are in this for the long game. There's no one better right now for you guys to listen to about the long game mindset and the challenges that come with being a professional. So George, man, you're in Ibiza. And last week we met up, right? We met up last week.
We did.
You know, snobbing it in Nobu.
lovely little meetup.
No, we had a lovely little meetup, and it was great to see you. And you're spending not just the summer, but you are El Residente soon, potentially, over there. I'm delighted to have you on the podcast, George. I've been thinking about this for a long time. So thank you for joining me today.
Mate, my pleasure. I'm super excited, to be honest. This, to me, is something that I need to do and I will enjoy doing, and to tell my story. And just, you've got to keep it real. You've got to keep it real. And I definitely know that I'm real.
You are real.
And I will tell the truth.
You are real. And do you know what? Let me give you guys a little bit of insight into what we're going to cover here. George, we'll talk to how long you've been in the industry, but George has been in the industry a long time. During that time, he's been able to build an extremely successful coaching business. He's got a team of 8. And if you work out that roughly he's got 30 to 40 clients per coach, you do the math. Mm-hmm. You work out the figures. It's up to you guys. We're not here to talk about how much George makes, or what we are here to kind of understand is who George is, what's the journey. But most importantly, he's got a big business. He's helping a hell of a lot of people around the world. And as I've called this episode, scaling your passion. And as I always talk about your passion and purpose, you all have the ability to turn this into an incredibly successful business. So George, could you just take us back? How long have you been in the industry, and what was it that got you started?
Well, I started personal training at 17 in a commercial gym. What got me started was I used to compete in bodybuilding shows, and that was the beginning of my fitness journey. I started lifting weights at 14. So I was in my dad's garage. And then I looked in decent shape. From maybe 17, I really started to look very, very good for a young guy. And then I started competing, got into it that way. Loved how I changed my life through training, getting after it. And then I thought, you know what? Let's help other people out. And my love for the training carried on to helping other people. So yeah, it was a young age, really. 17, I was crap at personal training in the beginning, as in like approaching people. I found it very difficult to approach people in the gym, but my physique helped. I was very shy in terms of like asking, like approaching people and asking them to work with me if they wanted help. I hated doing that. That was one of my worst attributes or whatever. I just really struggled, to be honest.
Where do you think that stemmed from?
Probably maybe from school. I was lowest set, some of the worst grades in the year, couldn't concentrate, didn't want to be there. I enjoyed sports in school, but I just thought, why am I being taught some of these subjects anyway? I knew that you don't have to be book smart to be successful. And that was me. But I felt very insecure with how the schooling system has been created. I felt very insecure in my ability to like succeed in the academic side of school. So I think it maybe came from that, being told I was never going to make it if I didn't get good grades, always failing my exams, just feeling very inadequate from a young age. But
do you not think that that's quite pop, that's quite common in our industry?
I think it is, yeah, because we usually personal trainers, they're more physical, aren't they?
They focus on more of the practical side of life rather than the science side of life. That's what we're good at.
Yeah. And I was fascinated by sports, nutrition, training. But I wasn't fascinated in other aspects. But then if you don't do well in certain subjects, you're the back of the class, you're not basically if you don't succeed in these subjects and get good grades, then you're not going to do well in society.
Well, you perceive, right? We get to this point where you finish school, same as me, 18. And I went, I've not passed anything. And so you are told effectively that that's going to equal amounting to very little.
Yeah. I was so insecure. And I think that's where it started from. But I had that drive in knowing that I was going to prove it to myself and then others that I was going to do well and be successful.
And how quickly did the personal training catapult forward? Because obviously you started personal training.
Well, not long. It took me, well, on and off. I wanted to quit numerous times, going through my own mental struggles, family, relationships. I didn't make any money at all. I struggled to make ends meet.
Really?
I actually posted a story up the other week, and it was only a couple of years ago. It was just transactions saying, mum. She was putting £50 into my bank account because I couldn't afford my rent.
Wow.
So that just proves how long it actually took to even get the momentum going and figure out my own stuff I was dealing with and work through that. But when you're not making ends meet and clients are not turning up for you, they're letting you down, things are not working out, you're not making any money, you could actually maybe go work at McDonald's when you're starting out and make more money.
Yeah.
You just think you're never going to get out of it. Mm-hmm. And I was battling for years. Other people thought I was doing well.
Because you look good.
Because I look good.
Yeah.
And maybe because I was bodybuilding and I was doing really well at that at the time. But then when I got injured, that just made everything worse. I got injured training and then I couldn't really train in the gym. I couldn't train for a long time properly, but I used to like train. I was picking up the dumbbells. I was in pain. I was going home, just sad. I couldn't couldn't do what I wanted to do. But really, in terms of like people want to know, I wasn't earning anything. I think maximum I was probably earning, I don't know, 1,500 a month, max for years. And that was kind of the people in the area. I seemed to be doing better than a lot of people. I had more clients, but I still wasn't able to have the life I wanted training people in that way. Do you know what I mean? I think there were so many personal trainers who came through the course I was doing at the time. Probably there was probably 50. And I know now there's probably maybe two people who are still doing it out of that course. People in and out. Oh, I'm going to be a personal trainer. I'm going to try it. And then they go on the gym floor and they just go, ugh, what's this? I have to reach out to people. And that's what I was like. I needed the sales skills. I needed to be taught how to communicate with people. And I think looking good really isn't going to, it may get you more clients.
Attention.
More attention, but you might not be able to keep the clients, communicate well with them, sell them a package. You just don't know. You don't know what you're doing. That's where I was at. And then I needed to unravel and start again.
Exactly. So where did you take me kind of into the personal training? Where did you suddenly pick up momentum? What was it that changed that gives you some momentum? Because what you've been able to achieve now is insane. But the George that I know now versus probably not knowing you back when you were coaching at the age of 17 when you started, I think it's expected that we've all got a degree of immaturity. What was the phase that suddenly hit you that said, right, I'm on a mission?
Yeah. I think it was when I knew I wasn't going to maybe make it in a bodybuilding, as a bodybuilder, maybe.
Yeah.
When I got injured, I thought, right, this is the point. What am I going to do? I'm going to be a victim and feel sorry for myself because I've got injured, and I'm going to just be a has-been.
Yeah.
Somebody goes, oh yeah, I used to look like this. Oh yeah, I was destined to be a bodybuilder. Oh, I was destined to be a pro footballer. How many people have said that? I was going to be a pro footballer, and then I just got dropped. No, you weren't, mate. Otherwise, you will have been a pro footballer.
Yeah, are
you?
I agree.
Am I going to be someone who's? I could never live with myself to be a has-been.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. I was thinking, you know what? If I can't do that, you put it that energy that I put in for years, dedicating myself every single day, being disciplined, eating the meals, training hard, all that energy, and then it just got taken away from me. I thought, what am I going to do? Am I just going to feel sorry for myself, or am I actually going to put it into something else?
Channel
it. And I channeled it so hard, and it was just a switch. I thought, no one else is going to help me out. Only you can do it.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's get it. And that was it. It was, instead of putting it into something else, instead of putting it into one thing, my energy, I just went straight 100%, went all in. You go all in. You have to go all in. There's no plan B. There is no plan B. And when you know there's no plan B and you don't actually care, you know you're going to do it, then that's it. It's like life. It's like life or death, isn't it? You got to treat it as that. Like, am I going to be sad all my life that I didn't go all in? Or am I just going to do it? And I think I put my energy from bodybuilding into personal training. And I realized that I actually love the feeling of helping people, and that fulfillment that I get was way more than bodybuilding. When I was on stage, I didn't feel anything.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah. Completely.
I get the fulfillment out of helping people and seeing someone change lose weight, and they say to me, oh, you don't know what you've done for me. You've changed my life. I was in this place, in this dark place, and now I'm here. That, like, it upsets me so much, and it, like, hurts, because I'm so passionate about it, because I've been there myself, had people around me like that, family, and I know how it feels. So when I see someone now who has been through my program, change their life, that's where I get the fulfillment from, instead of a bodybuilder.
So there's an obsession that a lot of people have. Like, my craving to just continue going is because when I finish school, I amounted to nothing. And I'm damned if I'm leaving this fitness industry without reminding more people that they can be more. And so when I talk to you and I listen to this heart, you're like helping people to become better, becoming more. Is this going back to the fact that at 17, 18, you thought you weren't, and because you've been able to do it to yourself, you want to prove to people that they can too?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
That's your driver, right?
It's that, yeah. It's from school, started from school. And then when my younger brother was battling with depression, seeing him struggle,
yeah,
it was just even more. I was like, this is, I'm onto something here. This is how we all should be trying to help people out, regardless if you're a personal trainer or not. If you see someone struggling, you should want to help them. And it's a passion, isn't it?
Why do you think this is lacking then? We're going to delve into you and your insane passion for what you do, but to a lot of coaches listening to this, whether you're walking on the tube, train, or whatever you're listening to, they're struggling to find that passion. They're struggling to they become a trainer, they become an online coach, whatever it is. And the one thing that guys listening to this episode, you're going to realize while you're listening to this, and please stay with us, this is such a valuable episode. If you ever get a chance to meet George or follow him on social media, it's absolutely infectious. Absolutely infectious. And you have this energy that you radiate to other people. It's deep passion, right? What's your advice to coaches that are struggling to just find it? They know they love training, but they're trying to find that passion of helping other people. And that's what we need, right? Like, what's your advice to them?
Like, I'm trying to make the world a better place. Because there's not many people who actually want to help people out in life. Everyone's trying to put people down and try and get to the top and screw people over. And they don't actually want the best for other people.
Yeah.
And I was just never brought up that way. And if you're someone who is kind of struggling to make ends meet and really hold on to your passion, but you're not making any money and you think you're never getting anywhere, is it not, it's not just about the money.
Yeah.
You could, like, I'd hardly made any money, but because I wanted to help people and it was making me feel better, even though I wasn't making ends meet, that's like a goal for me. I think you're making the world a better place. How good is that? Even though you're not making as much money, in the meantime, you will, if you hang on there and trust the process and stay on this path.
And do you think a lot of people, therefore, in our industry especially, are coming in? I mean, look, before we had social media, George, all I had was my passion and my ability to get somebody in shape. That's all I had. There was nothing else. And do you think that so many people are obsessed with what they can make in kind of monetary terms that they forget that the route to ultimately the end goal of the monetary terms is the service, the care, and the passion?
They ain't going to be happy.
They
will not be happy. They will do really well, make a bunch of money, and realize when they've bought a car, they've got a nice house, why don't I feel fulfilled?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's lacking? What's missing? Because they're thinking about themselves. They're not thinking about helping other people as well, or bringing people up on the ride with them. I feel obligated to do this. Like the team I've got around me are all versions of me. And they want the best for other people. And I would never take anyone on board who isn't like that. I need positive people who want to help people and not just about the money. Like, I could hire certain trainers who have the best knowledge, but they don't actually care. They care more about learning. When that's great, but when a client is struggling and they're going to quit, and you don't have that deep passion to really go, no, listen, you're staying on this program and you're getting this done. You're not quitting. It's not going to happen. You knew what you signed up for. It's on. And they care that much that that person's like, oh my God, this guy, like, he actually cares.
Do you think therefore a lot of the retention issues that you have with trainers is that they get to a certain end of a period of time, but like with you, you're not going, that your clients, you're not going anywhere. You're staying with us. Like, we're taking you on the whole frigging journey.
Oh yeah.
And they're like, I'm with you. I get it.
They're like, what? Oh, yeah, right. Because in the past before, the trainer's just taking the cash.
Yeah.
Give me your money. Like the people who just get guys to stand on the, women or men to stand on the treadmill for 15 minutes and just stand there talking to them. Like, they're just a waste. They're just wasting that person's time and money. You have got to be self-aware to really have that positive effect on that person, because you're dealing with someone, and if you're not careful, you're going to have a really bad negative effect on them. Really bad. So you've got to take it seriously with signing someone up, because they look up to you. They're coming for you for help. Like, how hard is that? Like, these people could be so insecure. They feel like shit, and they're thinking, oh my God, this trainer, like, what's he going to think of me? And you're like, yeah, come on, bud. I'll just take all your money. Just do this. And they're not really caring. They're like, you're not really caring about them and asking if they're okay. Are you struggling with anything? I'm there for you. I'm going to support you. You know what? Like, I said to them, it's a mission. It's literally a mission. When you sign up, especially with me personally, and now the guys speak how I do. Like, this kind of stuff now is probably the most valuable information for my success. Is when I take someone on, it's a mission. It gets done. You work with us and the team, and you know what you're going to get. You're going to get the results. You're not going to get no bullshit. You're going to get there. And if you don't get there, we will take it personally. If you don't get there, like, I've fallen out with so many people and clients that we've signed them up, and I'm like, listen, you're not leaving the program. I don't care what you're going through. This is for you. Stop making excuses about, oh, I can't do it anymore. It's got too tough. It's just bullshit. And that's what we stand by: integrity. And people know you can smell it. You can smell if someone's a bullshitter or not. You come on board with us and they know what they're getting. And that's what my brand is all about. It's truth. It's real. You know, you're going to get treated right.
So you had this personal training journey. I want to get to where this truth came from, right? Because personal training must have got to a certain point where you're doing enough, so many personal training hours. When did you realize that this scalability of personal training on one-on-one wasn't fulfilling you to the point where you thought, I could do more, I could help more people? When did you notice this transition? When did you feel that was a good time to make the move to shift to online?
I just there's that saying like about like helping one person, then you feel it's all right if you just help one person.
Yeah.
Do you know that one? I don't know what it is, but I don't like it. I think if you can help more and you know you've got that gift and that insight into helping people, then I feel obligated to go to the extreme and to take it worldwide, because I know it's doing people good, and there's not a lot of people who have the passion like me to take it to the extent that I will take it. So I feel obligated to do this and to push myself as far as I can possibly push myself, because we've got one life and I don't want to waste it. I don't want to get on my deathbed and think, you know what? I probably could have gone a little bit harder. I probably could have pushed myself a little bit more. I probably could have pushed myself to reach more people. Yes, I could have been a personal trainer on the gym floor, which is great. That's cool. If you're doing that, that's amazing. Like, it's great. But I just knew that the type of person I am, I needed to go online. I needed to do it to reach more people. And it's just, there's so many like way better trainers than me in the gym. There's like, they know so much more stuff about biomechanics and form and technique, but like they've not got maybe what I've got. And that's a different kind of purpose and passion to push myself and put myself out there to become who I am. And it's not that they're better than me or I'm better than them. It's just, we've got a different path and we've all got our own little gifts. And
what are you, I talk about this to coaches all the time. You took yourself online. You started creating your content and marketing to people. And then you start sharing this thing with the world. And a lot of coaches that we work with, they struggle with knowing what they are taking into the world. This thing that you've talked to me about multiple times, about what you're trying to help people achieve. What is it?
I know what's possible when you've got someone there who believes in you, like me, who will push you to places that you've never been before, places that you didn't think were possible. And when you remove all that belief and baggage out of the way and you start realizing that, you know what, I can actually do this. I can actually be successful. I can survive without being in debt. When you remove all these things, mental beliefs and baggage that have been put onto you when you were young, someone said something, someone's put you down, told you you can't do something. When you start removing all that shit, you realize that you can literally do whatever you want. And that's what I want to put onto my guys, my team especially, but others who work with me and who work with my team. How amazing is that? Giving someone that gift and that, you know what? Fuck them. I'm doing me. Leave your mates behind in the pub. Leave your girlfriend behind if you have to. Tell your family to do what if they're putting you down. That's what it's about. It's about whatever you want to do in your dreams, how far you want to take them, you go for it. And don't let anyone else tell you you can't do it. And that's what I want to put into guys. It's not just about the physique, but it can start with the discipline, the training, the nutrition. You're building them up, the confidence. You start walking, talking, acting differently, feeling a certain way, meeting different people. And that's literally what it's about. It's everything.
your energy and your enthusiasm to help people to change feels like, you know, I watch you train and I see this energy in you that you very rarely see in anybody else, right? You see CrossFit athletes going absolutely crazy in training, and you watch George and you see how he trains, and it's relentless. It's day in, day out. You train like you have the same mission to help people change. And one thing I want to ask you this is, you must watch a lot of coaches, and you see, you know, let's say you're working your ass off. These guys are at 50%, 40%. You applied the same mentality to building your team as building your business as building your body. What's your advice about the level of attention that you pay to every aspect of who you are, your mindset, your body, and your business? How important are all of those things to a coach listening to this right now who wants to excel and wants to build their passion and build a successful business like yourself? The package.
Yeah. That's it, isn't it? Who do you want to be? A fat, rich guy with loads of girls around you, out of shape, pretending he feels good about himself? Or do you want to be someone who's jacked and earning a lot of money with loads of girls around you who actually want to be around you because you're sexy? It's true though. That's literally it, isn't it? If you think about it, from I'm just talking about guys, of course, women. We'll just talk about guys. we'll talk about guys. Like, you want that full package. The entrepreneur who's out of shape and got loads of money, smoking 20 cigarettes every day, is no more. We need to be a complete package with our relationships, how we treat people, respect, everything. We want how we want to treat other people. How we treat other people is so important. How we treat people, how we are with our family, how we are with our friends, how we are in relationships, how we treat our employees. I treat my team like we're brothers. Mm-hmm. And it's like people, I've been into workplaces and I'm walking around, I'm thinking, this is just dead. This mm-hmm. is like, these guys don't want to be here. Mm-hmm. These people don't want to be here. There's no culture. There's no community. There's no respect. There's a hierarchy. They're looking down on them. So many bosses and CEOs, they look down on the staff and treat them like crap. They underpay them. And I hate that. I want to be someone who says, you know what? I pay my guys really well and they love it. They're getting a new car. They're being able to actually afford what they want. New house. Then when they start making more money, start meeting nicer people in nicer bars, nicer restaurants, experiencing some finer things in life that maybe they didn't experience before. And I've got that gift to show them. Anyway, I'm going on such.
But you're inspired clearly to help people change their life physically. The people that work for you are inspired to help them to see a better version of life. What's burning desire in you, absolutely, is that you're not just helping somebody, you're not just getting a certain amount of money. You feel that you've been put on planet Earth to actually help people to progress and become a better version of themselves. And I think that the takeaway from me listening to this right now is the fact that, you know, if you don't actually take that passion into your business life on a day-to-day basis, you're going to feel like you're treading water. Because I said to so many people, I reference, and you've got one of these, right? I said, if your brand doesn't have a beating heart,
yeah,
then it's just posting on social media, trying to get online clients. Wow. The thing that differentiates great brands is that it feels like there's a heart and soul to the business.
Yeah. I feel like things will change and things are going to change
yeah.
a lot with how we do business
yeah.
and how we treat people in the business. It's more of a family and a community, mm. a hierarchy, none of that.
Yeah, it's changing. It's changing. But a lot along your way, by the way, you know, which I think this is a really important question, because the Mastery Podcast is about personal development as well. I mean, you've been in business since you're 17 and personal training, running your own business. What's the biggest challenge you've had personally that throughout your journey so far, that most people think that people like you just have this smooth sailing journey to entrepreneurship and having eight people working for you and loads of clients. What are some of the challenges and lessons, you know, your couple of biggest lessons that you've run into that stopped the business for a while, that stopped you for a little while, that you had to overcome, that we could use as a lesson?
Before I touch on it, you just made me think about the point which I should have just talked about before, is what I think about is just be a good person. Just do the right thing. Just do the right thing. If someone's come to you and they, I don't know, they've lost the job, okay, and you signed them up for 14, 16 weeks, and you sign them up a contract, they come to you and they've lost the job, what are you going to go, oh, no. You're staying on. You signed up the contract. Mm-hmm. For me, that's probably the worst thing you could possibly do. That person is going to struggle now, and they're not going to look at your brand and respect your brand in a good, positive way. Really, you have that power to go, you know what, mate? You've lost your job. When you're ready, come back to us. That is what the right thing to do is. That's what I think. That's a nice thing to do to someone who signs up. Not, no, I'm taking your money. You signed up for it. And that just sums it up. Mm-hmm. I think I've spoken to you about
it. Yeah, we've spoken about it before. You be a good person. You treat your clients well. You know, they're not just a monetary object. This is all boiling down to the fact that you're leading with your passion, you're client-centered, you want them to progress, you don't allow your clients to quit, you know, and I think what you've touched on as well is that you have an obligation that when somebody wants to change, you've got to help them see it through, and there needs to be a little bit of ruthlessness or kind of a bluntness. I think the word I'm going to use here is you need to take we are leaders as professional online coaches, personal trainers, online coaches, gym owners. We have a responsibility in some cases to say to people, don't quit. Because
they're unhealthy. They need help. Yeah. They're not stable enough with the relationship with food. They're abusing the body. They need someone like you to tell them the truth, no matter if it really will hurt them. They need that.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
I love that. And you're, you know, I know you spend a lot of time thinking about you and your challenges and your journey. And I said this a second ago, there's a lot of trainers that will look at the people like you that have gone through this journey of entrepreneurship, and you've got this great big business. But, you know, I've been very vulnerable throughout my career and explained that there's been some bloody big phases where I've just felt stuck. What's been your biggest stuck moment in business so far, where you just felt like you were treading water and nothing was happening?
I just constantly reflect a lot after maybe every couple of months, and just think to myself, why I'm doing it? Why am I doing this? Because if you don't have it written down, your mission, and know why, and keep going back to that, but you might have to make some changes to it because your values might have changed. I've worked with Mark through this several times. Mm. You change as a person, as most successful as you get, values change. You might not be as more hands-on with your clients, helping out your team. So you've got to restructure where you're heading and what you're doing and your values every couple of months, I would say, to point you in that right direction, to keep you on path. Because otherwise you wake up and you're earning a lot of money. You're thinking, I don't know. I just don't feel good today.
I think we talked about this, didn't we? We talked about it. It's so funny. I remember listening to an entrepreneur, and he said he sold his company for a ridiculous amount of money. And the morning he woke up after the sale, his bank account was ridiculous. And he goes, I still woke up the same side of the bed, made the same coffee. I just had more money in the bank. And he said, that feeling didn't make me feel fulfilled, that it was just sitting in the bank. And then he realized that he then had to define something more meaningful. So at the root end of what we're making, there's got to be passion. There's got to be inspiration. You know,
I need to talk about my struggles as well.
You do. Well, I want to hear.
I started this. I was personal training on the gym floor. Been personal training on the gym floor for 6-7 years, and I was still personal training on the gym floor whilst Physique Academy, which I set up purely online for online training, was beginning to get bigger. And because I've always been into the mindset side and working through my own struggles mentally, maybe through illnesses in the family, of maybe my mom, near-death experiences, things like that, changed me a little bit in my thought process, made me more aware of the certain things in life that we've only got one life, so we better make the most out of it, and appreciate it in life. And then my younger brother was diagnosed with depression and anxiety when I was, let's say, 15, still in school. And because I think that triggered something within me that I already had, caring with people. As a younger brother, you want to help your younger brother.
Yeah, of course.
He's depressed, anxiety, can't make it into school, he's been sick, the school gate, and people around us and family back then, 10 years ago, over 10 years ago, didn't know what depression and anxiety really was. We did, but people didn't really speak about it. So I was helpless, trying to help my younger brother. Was he getting bullied? Are you okay? What's going on? Just tell me. And he, seeing him struggle in such a dark place, made me go in deeper myself, and it affected me a lot, seeing my younger brother not get out of bed for 3 years trying to help him out. And that's why I'm so passionate about helping guys out, because
you don't want them to go there, do you?
No, I've seen it, I've lived with it. It affected me. I took my brother to see a psychologist because the NHS and the system isn't the best. They just drug you up. They just feed you drugs. That's what they do. Well, they don't just do that, but I took him myself. And then when I was there, sitting in there, I was like, whoa, you know what? I need some help. I've been affected by this. I've put all his shit on me. I've been more of the father figure. It's really got me in a bad place, but it's also helped me grow and who I am today. Who I am right now is William, my younger brother, was a huge part of it. And he suffered with depression for 10 years. Couldn't get out of bed for 3 years. It was horrible seeing someone you love so much and you're so passionate about helping people, personal training.
Yeah.
You've helped so many people change their life, get out of a bad place, and you can't help your younger brother. That's where it comes from now, that passion. And 6 weeks ago, he took his own life.
I'm so sorry, mate.
And that was a nightmare but also a gift, because one, he's not struggling anymore. He is free from all his pain, all his suffering. He was suffering way more than what I was suffering. He couldn't even get out of bed for 3 years. Whatever his demons were, I tried to work through them with him and understand, but you've got your own battles and struggles, and it doesn't matter how many people around you are giving you positive energy. If you don't want it and you don't want to pull yourself out of it, you're not going to pull yourself out of it. So I experienced all that. And then this, when this has happened 6 weeks ago, it was like a nightmare. My family and people around us thought he was getting better. We thought he was getting better. He had a job. Things seemed to be improving. And this, his death, will be one of the biggest gifts he could give me, because I'm so motivated even more to help people, to inspire people, to be there for people, and to support people and build a team around caring for people, because I know what it's like and I've seen it. And there's so many people out there who don't have me as a brother or the family I do, who were amazing to support him. They don't care. They don't care. I want to be that brother to someone who wants help and who wants to get out of hell. And that is what it's about.
And would you say now that you look at a lot of people that have been through challenges and traumas and losses, and for you, what you've just explained very, very articulately in this is that you have been able to have a perspective shift, that a perceivable down can actually be a benefit to many people, because what you've been through with your brother is actually going to help a lot of people out there in the world, and is already doing that with Physique Academy, right?
We were before his death, my guys were already trained mental health first aiders, because I know how important it is.
And you're ensuring this is an aspect of your coaching for your clients as well. So we were talking about this earlier, when you have a community, it's not just about doing the check-in. It's about going above and beyond. It's about thinking, you know, about the mental health and the support and guidance of your clients. And that equals a long retention plan, right?
You're going to build deeper, more meaningful relationship with clients. They're going to give you bigger and better testimonials. They're going to tell the friends, loved ones about the impact you've had on them. So learning about the psychology behind it and the supporting your clients, not just taking the money, really caring about their success in the gym and outside of the gym, is such a game changer for building a business. Like, we don't really suffer with client retention at all. Why would we?
Well, I know from speaking to you that, yeah, you don't suffer from retention. We talk about this a lot. Retention is less down to just the result. It's down to the service. It's down to the value, the perceived value. And obviously, because you guys care, it's also down to if the customer feels that you care. If you are a monetary object that's paying the bills and the customer doesn't feel that you care, you know?
It's like my brother's death is the worst thing that could possibly ever happen. It is. There's not much anything sadder in the world that could happen to me. Going through what I've been through with him and seeing him and supporting him, and you can't be anything worse, really, that can happen for me.
But a huge benefit, as you said.
You've got to see the positive in it. Am I going to feed my negative mind or am I going to feed my positive mind?
Yeah.
How am I going to approach this situation? I teach this stuff to clients.
Yeah.
When shit hits the fan, what are you going to do, mate? Who are you? Your character will come out when shit hits the fan. You will see people around you, the true their true personality, who they are, and their character when it's the darkest times.
Do you think a lot of people bury their past and forget to use it as fuel for the future?
They go, something like this happens, a death, they go, a book.
Close the book.
See you later. I don't want to deal with that emotion. That's it. I don't want to even touch it, go anywhere near it. I'm going, let's read the pages. What can I learn from this?
Yeah.
What has he been through? How can I help other people by his experiences and his life and the and everything? I'm trying to use a negative into a positive
and fuel that into a positive. And I think that is such a valuable lesson. You know, guys, today's episode for me, you know, it's very easy for us to talk about tactics, strategies, how to do this, how to do that. It's been a lesson of passion. It's been a lesson of challenge. It's been a lesson of service. And I hope just listening to George today, you've got a real good insight into the number one thing that really helps business scale. And it's what you've just explained so articulately in this last hour, is there is a fuel inside you that you've been able to find and harness, and then take that with you on a day-to-day basis to document and then share with people. Because at the end of the day, a large percent of your business is inbound, people referring and wanting to come and part of the program. And that's only as a result of you being so incredibly passionate and providing such an amazing service to your clients.
Yeah, that's it. You've got to get in this industry to help.
For the right reasons, to help people. Right. And I honestly, if that's the biggest takeaway, I think for anybody listening to this today, is if you're in this to make money, it's going to be very, yes, great, but it's unfulfilling, because at the end of the day, we're in it for a long time. You might as well bloody enjoy it. And if you're going to bloody enjoy it, take that passion and actually help, as you said many times today, love helping people.
I've met so many people in Ibiza who are filthy rich. And I talk to them and I just look at them in the eyes and I just think, you are a nice person. Imagine what you could do with the money you've got.
And being a nice person.
I feel like a lot of people think, well, you're going to make loads of money, but it's not going to really fulfill that little gap inside. You've got to figure out the real reason behind why you want to be successful. Of course, money, like you might be struggling to get by, you might not be able to put food on your table, but when you get past that, then how far do you want to go? What's going to motivate you to really make that impact?
I love this. George, my man, we are going to have to wrap it up. We're going to have to wrap it up. And I know.
That was intense.
I loved it. Do you know what? I know when I said to George that I wanted to get you on here, right? Because so many of you do hour of cardio, you walk to work, you know, you're sitting on a train. And there are some times when, you know, everybody just obsesses over, and we teach tactics, strategies, all that sort of stuff. But when I watch coaches and like George, who go on to, you know, when you're going to build a team, you can't build a team just because you're making money. You got to lead a team. And one thing about you, George, is that you're leading your team and they're inspired to work for you. And they're only inspired to work for you because you're a great human being. You've got purpose and passion, and they bought into that. And I think that's the thing. You can't scale if there's no passion there, because people just end up working to make money. And if you want to really make impact, it's got to be about passion. You got to scale the passion. And that's what we call the podcast, Scaling with Passion. You know, George, could you just tell everybody, first and foremost, how they find out about you? What's your Instagram handle? You know, what's the best way to reach out and learn about you guys, Physique Academy, who you are?
Yeah, mainly Instagram, George Armstrong, or at Physique Academy. That is the business
name. And then that'll direct everybody to where they need to be, right?
You know what, though? getting on YouTube started. So it's going down, baby. That's all I can say.
I love it. I'm excited. I just want to say, this has been a long time coming. I'm extremely grateful that you've given your time up this afternoon, early evening, over with you, to share your wisdom, experience, lessons. I'm very grateful for this, and I know I'll speak on behalf of everybody else that it's been an incredible listen for everybody else. I'm just very grateful for your time. Thank you.
Yeah, but you've got to remember, you've helped me flourish. You have, Mark. And I've been working with Mark for a while now, and he has just helped me develop. Not just, it's more, like, if you work with someone like Mark, of course you want to make more money, and you've got to push to make more money, because otherwise you wouldn't succeed. You've got to have certain goals, not just with client numbers, but also how much money do you want to make? And if you want to make more money, that means you're going to help more people. So they all link together. Mark just helps you. It unlocks you. And what I was talking about, those mental beliefs and those mental barriers, that is what Mark has done for me. He's unlocked me. Like I was talking about what I like to do with people, he's done that with me. Of course, I was doing all right.
Well,
and he's come to me and gone, here you go. Look what's possible. George, you can do this. Mm-hmm. And he pushed me to do it. And that's what you need someone like Mark for, or someone like me for. All it is just a little nudge.
It is. Mentoring is very often.
There you go. Just do it. Just employ that first person. Just put that ad out there. What are you waiting for? That's what you're there for. And Mark has got such a good insight into the industry. He keeps it real. There's so many fake losers out there who are just trying to take your cash. He's not about that. He's trying to keep it real. So I needed to say that as well, Mark.
Thank you. Well, listen, I really appreciate that. You didn't need to say that.
I did.
But no, I'm very, very grateful. But also very grateful for you. Very excited to what the future holds, and also what you're also doing in the industry, helping a hell of a lot of people. So thank you. Guys, if you want to follow George, George Armstrong of Physique Academy, and if you found this episode helpful, please do me a favor. If you're watching on YouTube right now, do me a favor, like, subscribe, share it with your friends. If you're listening to it on iTunes, like, subscribe, tag me in George. Let's get more people listening to this episode, please.
Let's go, baby.
And help more fitness professionals understand that your passion matters. Find it, and then you'll scale, and then you'll build and scale. For now, George, take care, bud, and I'll speak to you soon.